Goedemorgen, hartelijk welkom bij Hour of Power. Het wordt een geweldige uitzending. En weet je wat ik zo mooi vind? Dat 40 miljoen mensen vandaag over de hele wereld naar dit programma kijken. Is dat niet fantastisch? In Azië, in Afrika, in Latijns-Amerika, Europa en Amerika zelf natuurlijk. En we zijn met elkaar verbonden in het geloof in Jezus Christus. En als je daarover hebt, dan praat ik even over Joram ter Borch. Die heeft vorig jaar zijn moeder verloren. Je bent nu 21, op je 20ste. Een hele dramatische gebeurtenis. Maar je vertelt ook hoe je dat met je geloof verwerkt. En in de Crystal Cathedral vertelt Chris Wyatt over GodTube. Je kent het wel, je hebt YouTube. Daar gooi je heel veel mensen allemaal filmpjes op. Eindeloos. Maar nu is er GodTube. En verrassend, dat ga je zien in de Crystal Cathedral. Naast veel muziek. Van harte welkom bij dit programma. En ik hoop dat je ervan geniet.
From the Crystal Cathedral in Garden Grove, California, join Robert Schuller in An Hour of Power, now celebrating our 37th year as the face and voice of positive Christianity to the world.
Welcome to the Crystal Cathedral. It is a beautiful day today. It's a day where we can come together and we can worship God in all of His majesty and His glory. And so He has called every single one of us to be here today, to feel His presence and to glorify and praise His name. And so if you'll notice, I am not wearing my robe today. I was watching the Hour of Power, and I saw my son wearing his suit, and I said, I'm not about to let my son look better than I did. And, you know, the truth is, I know that we're going to reach more people without the robe than we will with the robe. And that's the goal, and that's our hope, and that's all I want to do. And at the same time, I thought my father should probably get a new one. So he's wearing his new robe today, so he looks better than ever. And so now as we continue to worship God, I want to invite you to join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You that this is a glorious, beautiful day where we can come and we can praise Your name and we can worship You and we can express our thanks for all that You do for us. And so we do thank You, Lord, and we do praise Your name always and in every way. Amen. Please be seated. Our scripture reading this morning comes from Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus. And I'm reading from the third chapter, if you wish to join me. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. I'll tell you, we are really, really blessed to have a fabulous choir like this and a fabulous orchestra, and to be able to come to this place and worship God the way we do. We are truly, truly fortunate and blessed. He had a very successful career as an executive producer at CBS. And Chris Wyatt, who is our guest, discovered his God-given dream, which is an innovative ministry called GodTube. It is the Christian version to YouTube. And in fact, I have a friend downstairs, name is Pete. We have connected his computer to our Jumbotron. So let's go ahead and bring up GodTube. This is what it looks like. Here's one of the things you can watch if you go to GodTube. Look at this little girl.
Now bring it down.
The Lord is my shepherd. I'm looking at the camera while I'm doing the Bible verse.
Okay, good.
Why don't you look at the camera?
Oh, too? Okay.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be alone. He makes me lay down in green pastures. Leads me beside quiet waters. Restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you know it will be here with me. Your rod and your staff, they come with me. Surely, prepare a table before me and in front of my enemies. Now my head, you anoint my head with oil. Surely,
My cup,
okay. My cup overflows. Surely, yes? Surely goodness will follow me all the days
surely
of my life.
Surely goodness
and love will follow me all the days of my life. And I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Yeah. So if you go to GodTube, that's the kind of videos you'll find on there. And I'll tell you, it's darling. It's a great great thing that our guest Chris Wyatt has given to us. Would you please welcome Chris to the Chris Cathedral? Chris, God loves you, and so do we.
Thank you. It's good to have you here, my friend. My pleasure.
How did this thing come about?
So I read a survey by the Pew Institute that said in just 2025, in a very few years, about half the people that are going to church will be going to church then, which was very alarming. And so what we did is we took a further look, and we found out that it was the youth that the church was having a little difficult time reaching. So that's why we created GodTube.com. You know, Jesus said in Matthew 28:19 through 21, go into the world and make disciples. And that's exactly what we're doing with GodTube.com. It's the Christian answer to YouTube, as Newsweek said.
So this is going to be a great, great opportunity for many people. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you haven't always had a strong faith. There was a time where you went through some real tough times.
Yes, absolutely. You know, Hollywood with all the glamour and glitz really leads you down the wrong path, and it really can take you down there. And unfortunately, that's the path that my life led, you know, to me down. And I had that big longing, that big hole in my heart that I couldn't fill up no matter how popular the shows or no matter how much money or how nice a house I had. There was still that longing into my heart. And one day, you know, I literally got down on my knees crying out to God, there must be more to life than this. And certainly he answered my call.
So you go down on your knees and said, Lord, is this all there is?
Absolutely. Is all there, and he answered my call. And the funny thing about it, now I'm in seminary.
What did he say?
He said, go to seminary.
That's what he said.
I said, go to seminary, absolutely. And the funny thing about it was he has a sense of humor, because when I was applying for Dallas Theological, I was writing, I'm a reality television producer. Please help.
Your parents have been a big influence in your life, haven't they?
Oh, they certainly have. I got to tell you, it's really every Christian parent's dream to have their son or daughter have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That's really what it's all about. And unfortunately, these days, more and more children are not making that decision, and that's why we created GodTube.com. But I tell you, you know, at age 36, just a couple of years ago, over the phone, my mother led me to the Lord. She did it right then and there in that moment of need, and she's with us here today. Both my mother, Constance Wyatt, and my father, Kerry Wyatt, are here.
Constance and Kerry, would you stand up? So what do you see as the future of GodTube?
Well, you know, at GodTube.com, we really created it, first of all, to spread the gospel around the world. It's a phenomenon that we call Jesus 2.0. That's using Web 2.0 technology, such as streaming video and video file sharing, really to spread the gospel, to hopefully fulfill the Great Commission. You know, it is a family-friendly, kid-safe website, so we watch every single minute of every video, so you can feel comfortable that your 3-year-old or 8-year-old can play on GodTube.com all day. You know, we certainly like to say that GodTube.com, we are a safe, family-friendly alternative, parents out there, for MySpace, YouTube, and Facebook.
Well, Chris, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Chris Wyatt met een heel origineel idee. Als je weet hoeveel miljoenen keren YouTube geraadpleegd wordt, hoop ik dat dat ook is weggelegd voor GodTube. Filmpjes met een diepere inhoud. Jeroen ter Borch is mijn gast, Jeroen. Goedemorgen. Kijk je ook veel filmpjes op YouTube?
Ja, ik ben er regelmatig op te vinden, ja.
Ja? Wat vind je van zo'n idee, GodTube?
Nou ja, zeker, absoluut. Ik bedoel, er zijn heel veel christelijke filmpjes die daarvoor bestemd zijn, denk ik, ja.
Bijvoorbeeld van je band, hè? Want je speelt...
Ja, we hebben ook heel veel filmpjes op YouTube staan inderdaad met onze band.
Oké, dus die kunnen nu overgezet worden.
Precies.
Ja. Wat doe je in de band?
Ik speel drum.
Ja.
Ja.
Waarom spreekt jou dat aan?
Ja, ik vind het geweldig mooi instrument. Je kan echt je emoties op kwijt rammen. Je kan er helemaal op losgaan. Het is geweldig.
Je bent 21 jaar. Een jaar geleden hebben jullie als gezin... een hele dramatische gebeurtenis meegemaakt. Wil je dat vertellen?
Ja, mijn moeder is ruim een jaar geleden overleden aan kanker, aan darmkanker. Ze is een jaar ziek geweest, ja.
Hoe ervaar je dat als jong iemand, dat je je moeder gaat verliezen, moet verliezen?
Ja, het is verschrikkelijk. Op dat moment denk ik echt dat je wereld instort... Het verdriet wat ik toen had, dacht ik echt van, nou, het gaat nooit over. En dat blijf ik blijf mijn hele leven lang depressief, dacht ik echt.
Hoe was het contact met je moeder?
Het was echt goed. We hadden, als gezin zijn wij heel sterk naar elkaar toegegroeid. Een sterke band met elkaar. En mijn moeder was iemand die mij overal inhielp met de keuzes die ik maakte. Met richting ook van studie bijvoorbeeld of van wat dan ook werk. Ze had altijd wel een goede oplossing overal voor. En het was echt iemand die me echt leidde in mijn weg.
Die ben je nu kwijt?
Ja.
Hoe gaat dat dan? Als je zo iemand je klankbord kwijt bent?
Je moet toch wat meer dingen zelf doen. Keuzes zelf maken. Het is niet zo moeilijk, maar het is altijd fijn als je iemand hebt die jou goed kent. Die jou kan zeggen van nou, hè, misschien kan je iets anders doen. Ik heb gelukkig ook een vader die echt dicht bij me staat. Die me daarin in helpt.
Weet je wat ik heel bijzonder vind? Dat jullie samen als gezin ook heel bewust naar de dood van je moeder hebben toegeleefd.
We hebben elkaar echt gesteund in die tijd. En,
samen gehuild, samen gelachen.
Ja, we hebben ook samen een cd gemaakt voor mijn moeder.
Oh ja?
Ik kom uit een muzikaal gezin. En we moeten iets meegeven, of tenminste iets geven... waarnaar zij kon luisteren als zij bijvoorbeeld op bed lag. Het is een cd met aanbiddingsnummers... omdat haar leven echt in het teken van aanbidding stond. Er staat een nummer op van U die mij geschapen hebt. Dat nummer heeft zij gezongen in de kerk... toen ze net hoorde dat ze kanker had... En dat was echt haar levenslied van... in voor of tegenspoed wil ik u aanbidden. En Heer, u bent mijn doel. Tja. Dat was waar haar leven om draaide.
Het is mooi als je dat kunt zingen, hè?
Ja, absoluut. Ja.
Als het niet te moeilijk is, kun je die laatste momenten met je moeder beschrijven?
Ja, dat was echt een heel mooi moment. Mijn moeder was, ik denk, 2 weken comateus. Niet meer aanspreekbaar. Echt helemaal weg ook van de medicijnen die ze kreeg tegen de pijn... En het was een heel zenuwslopende tijd. Je weet niet wat er komt. Je weet niet wat er gaat gebeuren. Hoe lang het nog duurt. Het is, je weet dat de dood volgt. Maar absoluut niet wanneer. En dat is echt een zware tijd geweest. En in de laatste avond zat ik aan haar bed. En ze deed haar ogen open. Ze keek me aan. En ze kon verder niks zeggen. Dat was een mooi moment. Ik kon een klein gesprek met haar aangaan. Heb je pijn? En dan kon ze met haar ogen aangeven dat ze geen pijn had. En dat ze niet tegen de dood opzag. En dat ze echt, dat ze het goed vond dat het nu de tijd was. En toen heb ik de rest van mijn gezin erbij geroepen. En toen heeft mijn vader nog even wat contact met haar gehad. En mijn oom was er ook bij. Die speelde muziek op de gitaar op de achtergrond. Dat was een bijzonder mooi moment. En toen waren we met z'n allen waren we erbij. En toen, toen is ze overleden.
Waar is ze nu?
Ze is nu in de hemel.
Ja, weet je het zeker?
Ja, daar ben ik over overtuigd, ja.
Ja.
Ja, absoluut.
Je bent na de dood van je moeder in een gat gevallen. Je bent ook even gestopt met werken. Hoe kom je eruit?
Ik ben eigenlijk sinds de dood van mijn moeder ben ik één stuk door blijven rennen. Nooit stil gestaan om even mijn emoties een plek te geven. Ik vind het lastig om die gevoelens en dat hele gevoel wat ik toen had om dat weer boven te halen. Dat was een verdrietige tijd en dat probeer ik weg te stoppen. En ik kom er wel achter dat het wel plek moet hebben in je leven. En dat je niet zomaar door kan rennen, altijd maar weg moet stoppen.
Gek, hè? Dan ben je niet de enige, want de meeste mensen proberen dat weg te drukken.
Ja.
Op een gegeven moment kom je jezelf tegen.
Ja.
Hoe ga je er nou mee om met God, met je geloof? Tegen God kun je wel praten, denk ik,
ja.
Je tegen mensen niet kunt zeggen.
Ja, nee, klopt. Ik maak veel muziek. Muziek is een belangrijk
uitlaatklep.
Uitlaatklep zeker. En ook gewoon altijd al geweest. Iets waar ik emoties in kwijt kan. Waar ik mijn gevoel in kan leggen. En waar ik echt voldoening, maar ook rust uit haal. Als ik achter de piano zit of een lied zit te zingen. Of met mijn band Restored. Of in het aanbiddingsteam van mijn kerk. Dat zijn plekken waar ik echt God kan vinden. Ja. Ja.
Hebben we het nou al over je moeder? Je hebt een blad meegenomen waar ze een interview aan heeft gegeven. Kun je dat even laten zien?
Dat is mijn moeder toen ze net ziek was, inderdaad. Ja.
Mooie ogen, die rust uitstralen.
Ja, dat zegt, zeggen veel mensen inderdaad. Ja. Echte pret oogjes.
Ja. Ze heeft ook veel geschilderd. Dat
ja.
Ik van je aanpakken. En daar wil ik mee eindigen. In haar schilderijen liet ze iets zien van hoe haar leven in elkaar stak.
Ja. Dit schilderij dat liet haar leven een beetje zien over
grillige pad.
Ja, hoe haar weg ook liep. Het komt uit bij het God, bij het licht. Dit schilderij laat zien dat wegen samen kunnen komen. Vanuit God inderdaad, vanuit het licht. En dat probeerde zij ook, ze was heel creatief, artistiek, in haar schilderij echt te laten zien hoe zij in het leven stond.
Ja.
Ja.
Mooi. Nou, fantastisch dat je met zulke mooie gedachten aan je moeder terug kan denken. En ik wens je veel sterkte in de weg die je moet gaan in je leven. En ik heb een paar boeken voor je. Het geheim achter geluk. En want geluk moet je iedere keer weer vinden. Maar God wil geluk geven. Ook in het verdriet en vreugde. Gooi de dag van morgen niet weg. Nou, dat doe je zeker niet. En een hele mooie cd, omdat je zo muzikaal bent. Dat is You Raise Me Up. Dat is een cd met alle muzikale medewerkers van Hour of Power. Angelique, ken je natuurlijk.
Ja.
Daniel Rodriguez. Ja. Die komen allemaal zingen op de kerstconcerten. Ik hoop dat je ervan geniet, hoor.
Dus, zo lukken.
Ja. Heel fijn dat je er was.
Ja.
En heel veel zegen toegewenst. En ik weet dat het niet makkelijk is om erover te vertellen. Ik ben blij dat je het gedaan hebt. Ik hoop dat je er veel anderen mee hebt geholpen.
Okay.
En na een mededeling gaan wij terug naar de Crystal Cathedral.
God houdt van u. Dat is de centrale boodschap van Hour of Power. Voor vele duizenden kijkers is Hour of Power een wekelijks moment van rust, inspiratie en bemoediging. Voelt u zich thuis bij Hour of Power? Vindt u het belangrijk dat Hour of Power Gods liefde verkondigt? En wilt u dat Hour of Power iedere week op televisie te zien blijft? Zou u dan ook donateur willen worden? Wij verwelkomen u graag in onze kring. Al met een klein bedrag per maand levert u een structurele bijdrage aan onze missie. Hour of Power is volledig afhankelijk van donateurs. Dus uw steun is hard nodig. Als welkomstgeschenk sturen wij u dit boek. God houdt van u en ik ook. Omarm de liefde die alle eenzaamheid verdrijft. Dit is het nieuwste boek van dominee Schuller senior. Donateur worden kan via www.hourofpower.nl. of vraag informatie aan via 035 538 0588. Alvast hartelijk dank.
I just returned from a mission to Korea. And I've come back so impressed with my subject this morning, which is God's dream for your life, that I'm calling God by a new name right now. I'm calling him the Almighty Dreamer of Great Dreams. And if you want a new concept of God that doesn't replace anything that's there now, but enhances it, think of God as the big dreamer. You know, if you face something that's impossible and succeed, you have to go against all odds. Then become a dreamer of great dreams. Connect with the Almighty. You know this ministry started with a dream. You know this Hour of Power television program started with a dream. And today it's the largest viewed church service in history. It's amazing. I just came back from Korea. And let me tell you what dreams I had in that country. Pass them off to people. And what happened to those dreams? First of all, when I first landed in Korea, it was unbelievable. It was on a mission of the Air Force, and I was assigned under a general status to minister to the major troops. And when our plane landed in Seoul, Korea, it was 12 square miles of nothing but plain dirt. There was not one green tree growing in all of Korea. Not one in 12 square miles. What happened to them all? Did the bullets kill them? No, the people ate them. In the famine, many of you don't know about it, it was so bad, they took the leaves off the tree and made it a salad. Then they took the little thin twigs and chopped them up and ate that like nuts. Then they took the thicker branches and cut them up to save them for winter so they wouldn't freeze to death in 20 below zero weather. It was horrific, just unbelievable. Against all odds, that country, even though they won the war, it looked totally like a defeated land. But they believed in dreams. I became a little part of that. And so did you, because through the years ago, I came back from those Korean trips, and I preached here in this church on Sunday, and I told you what I saw and asked you to pray for them and how your prayers have been answered. Where did the dreams of renewal come from? Against all those odds that were incredible. Wow. They came from God. Christians in the North fled for their lives, moved to South Korea, and South Korea suddenly became heavily indoctrinated when the most powerful Christians in the world had moved down to save themselves. And boy, did they make South Korea a powerfully, powerfully embedded Christian ministry state. Boy. Today, I don't know how many trips I've made there in the years, but today when I landed there, skyscrapers that are glorious, architecture that is phenomenal, and ministries that are very impressive. Couldn't believe what I saw. And it would not have been possible if they hadn't learned to dream great dreams. And that kind of mentality came from the powerful Christians that survived the war and put together great empires. Oh, dreams came true. I prayed with them in that early desperate day. I prayed for it, and they prayed. And the God that I just call God or the Father of Jesus Christ, I found myself calling him the Almighty, A. Eternal, E. Dreamer, capitalized D, of great dreams. This church has been on this theme since I started it 52 years ago. I didn't realize what a God thing it was. And God says through the Bible, he has a plan for you. Wonderful. He has a will. He wants you to be a part of his will. Fine. But I never visualized how this would all unfold and how he would communicate to us by giving us dreams and the motivation to go after them and the commitment to pay the price and never give up. That's God at work in you. It's God at work in me. We are the dreamers of great dreams, which means we are walking in the will of God, which means we are living out God's plan for our tomorrow and today. We would become God's instruments on planet Earth, and we would take the Earth and keep it beautiful and make it better for the rest of the human race. And then his dream was that he would send his son Jesus Christ, who would come and be our Savior, live on a cross and die on a cross and live eternally in heaven. And then send a Holy Spirit that could take that heart of Jesus and put the heart of Jesus into you. Wow. Dreamer of great dreams. So I've been a dreamer all my life. 4 years, 11 months old, I had a dream of becoming a minister. Then in seminary, I had the dream that I didn't want a church. I just wanted an empty place where I could start my own church, make it positive thinking people, and meet the people who didn't go to church and share with them what wonderful things can happen if you get the creative faith, what bigger dreams you get, and what obstacles you overcome, and what friends you acquire, what institutions like this church that you can become a part of. And be thrilled every time you go to church and leave with excitement. God's dream. I had a seminary classmate when the Korean War was on, and suddenly it looked like Korea was going to lose completely and they'd be driven into the ocean. And with that news, my classmate, who was from Korea, said, "I got to go home because it looks like we're going to lose. And if I don't go home now and we fall, I'll never be let the country." So he got an early diploma. He went to Korea. We never heard from him. In years and years and years and years. Soon, he was one of the many that died. And years later, not that many years ago, the federal government asked me to go on a special assignment to minister to all of the uniformed officers, and I went. And on Thanksgiving morning, there was a service in Daegu, and there was a choir that came from a Korean church downtown. And they sang, it was wonderful. I said to the choir director, "You know, I used to have a friend. I don't know if he's dead or alive. He came here before the war was over. His name is Chun Young Chang," and he shook shock. "Chun Young Chang? Oh, he's a great Korean. He's building a school where there is no school in the whole county." "Really?" "Oh, yes, kindergarten through high school. He's made news." But I said, "Really? If you can get word to him, tell Robert Schuller said hello, and I'm praying for him." "Oh," he said, "I will." Then we had a dinner, and that night a special dinner in the general's quarters. And when the door opened, and in the door came a security guard. He went to the general, whispered something, and the general nodded his head up and down, whispered to me, he said, "There's a native Korean here. They're not allowed on base, but he got on base. And he wants to see you. Says he was in school with you. His name is Chun Young Chang." I was crying. And he said, "I've just given him the right to come in." Turned to the man sitting next to me at the table and said, "Please give him your chair." And Chung was brought in. We hugged, we cried. He sat next to me. And after the dinner, the general said, "Where is he sleeping tonight? It's 3 hours by road to his home. Took him that long to get here." He said, "He may sleep in the extra bed in your quarters." "Really? That's not allowed. The general can set the tone, but they're not allowed to do that." So he was invited to sleep overnight in my generous quarters. And we talked and talked. And he said, "So why didn't you let us know you were alive?" He said, "Oh, because I'm so embarrassed. We haven't done anything." "We haven't done anything. I hear you've got a good school started." "Yes," he said, "but it's just a school. Nothing like you folks. You build these beautiful buildings. We don't have beautiful buildings. We don't have the money." I said, "Ask me, I can help raise the money." "No," he said, "I can't do that." I said, "Please give me the privilege." And I won the day, and I came back home and I shared it with this congregation on a Sunday morning like this. And you helped me. And we raised hundreds of thousands of dollars and delivered it to him. And he was overjoyed. He hired a great architect. They built it. They put in running water, flush toilets, forced air heating. The whole country heard about it. Well, They were so grateful. They put a plaque in the front hallway that's still there, thanks to they named my name, and they named the name Kate Bates, who we lost recently, and her husband Ralph. That plaque is still there. You are remembered. Wow. Wow. And I said when I came back there, how is the school doing today? They said it is probably recognized as the best school in Korea. Education is not what it should be. And the president of South Korea has established a very elite committee of prominent people in the country to tell us how we can make our schools greater. And guess what? The chairman of that committee, picked by the president, is my friend Chun Young Chang's son, who took over the ministry when his dad died. So your influence is living on and will affect the whole education in that nation. Amazing. Great dreams of great dreamers always come true unless you kill it. You are the only one that can knock your dreams out. You never say no to God's dream. Wow, what a school. God is the almighty dreamer of great dreams, and he's finding people who can do something with it. Then I went to visit the church that's so well known because it's the world's largest Methodist church with fantastic architecture, structure this size, and with the Tower of Hope like we have, and the cross of the phenomenal church in South Korea, in Seoul. Then one day when the Crystal Cathedral was finished and the tower was finished with the cross on the top, I got a telephone call from a young man who said he was outside downstairs and wanted to meet me.
네, 제가 그 타워 큰 교회를 짓고 또 이 크리스탈 카테드럴을 짓고 있을 때에 젊은 청년이 젊은 분이 와서 이렇게 돌아보게 됐습니다.
So I went downstairs and here was a young Korean from Fuller Theological Seminary.
그 사람은 훌러 신학교에서 공부하고 있는 젊은 분이 저를 만나려고 왔댔습니다.
He said, "This is a beautiful church you built."
아주 훌륭한 교회 빌딩을 보고.
And this is a beautiful tower with a cross on the top.
십자가가 서 있는 큰 탑을 또 이렇게 보았습니다.
And this is a beautiful statue of Jesus and the sheep.
예수님의 선한 목자상을 또한 바라보게 됐습니다.
I want to take your picture.
그 모든 것을 내가 사진을 찍어도 괜찮으냐 그랬어요.
Because I'm going to go back to Korea and build a church like this.
제가 이 모든 사진을 찍어 가지고 와서 한국에 가서 이런 큰 교회를 짓길 원한다 그랬습니다.
That's when I met Sun Do-kim.
바로 그 사람 옆에 있는 김선도 목사입니다.
Dreams do come true.
꿈은 우리에게 현실로 사실로 나타나게 되는 것입니다.
So he started with a rented tent on a piece of rented ground with nothing. About like we did. And the church grew. He was a dreamer of great dreams. This gave him a dream. He got it all here from the buildings you built, from the church that is your church, from you, dreamers of great dreams. Let me tell you, this church is distinctive. This church has always motivated people to dream great dreams and never give up. And that's where we are today. And I want to thank you and report to you what your dreams have done. And all of them started not in this head, not in your head, but in the head of the almighty dreamer of great dreams. This is his world. We are his people. And Adam and Eve blew it, but he came up with a bigger dream. When you have problems, all you have to do is come up with a new dream. Bigger, better, longer, shorter. But it's there if you don't give up. Wow. That's the message I want you to take home today. We believe in a God whom I call the Almighty and Eternal Dreamer of great dreams. And he gives them to people like you and me. And they will be impossible, but if we dare to say, God, with your blessing, I'll try, it satisfies him. And if it gets bad and you want to quit, you ask God, he'll say, don't quit. Hang in there. Dream the great dream and make it happen, and I'll be with you. We're the only creatures, planet Earth, that have that power, that creative ability. And he can communicate with all of us through the brain. Some people sitting here will say, I don't think God ever spoke to me. And let me tell you something. There isn't a single human being in this audience, even if you're an atheist, to whom God has not spoken. You didn't know it. An idea came, passed through your brain. Where did it come from? You didn't go to the library to find a book on the subject. Ideas, they used to say 10,000 a day go through the average human brain. Well, it's a lot more than that today. God created the human being to be his son, his child. A dreamer. A child of the Almighty Dreamer of great dreams. And with it, he gave every human being the freedom to choose how to do it. Ignore it? Ignore the idea? Or discard the idea? Or see that it's probably fantastic but impossible, you have more things to do, so it's gone. But every human being on planet Earth has ideas that come through the brain. From where? Maybe from things, maybe from other people, maybe from nature, water or trees. And you choose how to handle them, how to manage them. Wow, dreamers of great dreams. Against all odds, what are your dreams today? Maybe you threw them away years ago, but you're still alive. The Almighty Dreamer of great dreams. That's the God we know in this ministry. And what are your dreams? How impossible are they? I invite you to accept Jesus Christ. You know, become a believer and let God work miracles. Yeah, you got a dream. Thank you, Lord. You created us all with brains that could dream. You created us with brains that could project and imagine and envision future events. You created us with brains that could pick up your spiritual messages. They would come like dreams. We'd say, I had a wonderful dream last night. God's calling me to do this or that. Almighty Dreamer of great dreams, help us to believe in the impossible ones. And then help us to go for it and make a difference in our lifetime. Amen.
Which night is darker, the one I do? height where death could measure the love you have. My love for you, the wind will blow on everybody and rain will fall on us all. And if the weather of my life is not like I want it, still I'll survive through the storm. 'Cause I'm convinced, I'm persuaded, I will not be separated from the love that I have in you. 'Cause neither death nor life could sever, neither height nor depth could measure the love you have.
May the Lord bless you with his presence and with his peace, and with his power to believe the impossible. Amen.
Ja, het zit er alweer op. Deze uitzending van Hour of Power. Wat een prachtig lied van Nicole Muller, gebaseerd op die mooie Bijbeltekst, Romeinen 8. Dat niets, maar dan ook helemaal niets, ons kan scheiden van de liefde van Christus. Er kan niks tussen komen. En dat maakt mij helemaal blij. En ik weet dat het vervelen van u en van jullie ook een zekerheid is. En wat geweldig als je dat mag weten. Wij gaan afscheid nemen, maar niet nadat ik vertel dat onze gast volgende week Henny Huisman is. En hij heeft heel veel te vertellen over wat hem bezighoudt. Hartelijk bedankt voor het kijken naar deze uitzending. Wil je in contact met ons blijven? Doe dat vooral. Onze website is 24 uur per dag open. www.hourofpower.nl. Daar kun je allemaal fantastische dingen van downloaden. Zoals het gebed van de dag of overdenking van de dag. Meer informatie over onze kerstconcerten, waar inmiddels duizenden kaarten van zijn verkocht. We verwachten 12.000 mensen op 7 dagen. Dus dat wordt allemaal geweldig. Nou goed, fijn dat je met ons verbonden bent. Een hele goede zondag. En graag tot volgende week.
Hour of Power organiseert dit jaar 7 kerstconcerten en heeft een sfeervol programma voor u samengesteld, waarin de geboorte van Jezus centraal staat. U kunt genieten van de ontmoeting met elkaar en de prachtige muziek die verzorgd wordt door een keur van absolute topartiesten. Amerikaanse tenor Daniel Rodriguez maakte vorig jaar grote indruk met zijn warme stemgeluid en treedt ook dit jaar op. Ook Jan Mulder, de bekende pianist, verleent zijn medewerking aan onze kerstconcerten. Hij leidt een geweldig orkest en een groot koor. Bovendien zal de meidengroep Excess optreden tijdens onze kerstconcerten, verspreid door het hele land. Het beloven 7 onvergetelijke avonden te worden die we graag met u willen beleven. Dinsdag 11 december zijn we in de Grote Kerk in Naarden. 13 december de Meervaart in Amsterdam. En vrijdag 14 december zijn we in Apeldoorn. Zaterdag 15 december in Roermond. Maandag 17 december in de Pieterskerk in Leiden. 18 december de Battle in Drachten. En het slotconcert op woensdag 19 december in de Laurenskerk in Rotterdam. De deuren gaan open om 7 uur en de concerten beginnen om 7:45. U kunt uw plaatsen het snelst reserveren via www.hourofpower.nl. Of bel met ons kantoor om een bestelkaart aan te vragen. 035 538 0588.